Hello, I am Amstel Atomic from Paris, France. I'm a big fan of the Angels since the beginning. In November 1980, I was at their gig in Paris. Now, if you want some news of the Angels, please take a look at Melting Pod, where Annie takes you away to Marseille.
Hello, this is Shane from Melbourne, Australia, and you're listening to Annie from Marseille on Melting Pod, the best radio show in the world. Today's episode is with a legendary band from Australia called The Angels. It is a pleasure to hear The Angels on your show, Annie, and thank you for making this happen.
Hello, I want to speak with the room 13, please.
Could you hold the line? Now transfer to room. Please just hold the line.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello. Hello, Annie. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. We finally got to talk.
Happy New Year, Buzz.
Happy New Year to you. And how did it go with Daryl?
It was very funny and busy. Hello?
Hello?
Daryl?
Yeah?
You are in Marseille?
This is Daryl, yeah?
Yes?
Pardon?
You are on the
airport? Yeah, I'm at the airport.
Yes! You are in Marseille?
Yeah, I am. Yep. So I just landed about 2 minutes ago.
Good morning, guten tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, sound and colors from the planet Marseille. Happy New Year 2007, today January 15th. It's my podcast number 100 when I add Melting Talk and Melting Pod with a big surprise for you because the Angels from Australia sent to me last week their tour manager Daryl. Hey, listen to that. In a hotel room in Marseille with...
Daryl Baird.
And who are you, Daryl?
Just an Aussie over here in Marseille, having a look at what happens in rock over here, and I look after the Angels, or Angel City over in Australia.
Yes, what did you do with the Angels?
Well, I left them back there. It's too good over here for them. No, they're joking. They're on tour in Australia at the moment, and I've come over here to have a look at Marseille, meet yourself, and perhaps some promoters and event managers here, and perhaps bring the Angels back to France after a 20 or 25 year break. Yeah.
Yes. And what? When can you imagine we can bring back the Angels to Marseille?
Well, I can't answer that until I've spoken to a few more people, but at this stage, I would say 2008 was what we'd be looking at, but there are some options for 2007, so if they come together, well, then we can look at that possibility, but one step at a time.
Yes. You know, I took a lot of date for you. We're friends of Marseille, and tomorrow we can meet people for culture in Marseille.
No, that's fantastic, and that'd be great having the Angels play for the city of Marseille. I mean, they've had the hit song Marseille over in Australia for years, and I know it charted fairly well over here in France as well. And to come to the city that it's written about and have the guys play here for the city would be just awesome, I suppose, for the people of France and for the band, the Angels, to return here, yeah.
You're the first one to come here.
I was over in the UK, and this lady called Annie from Melting Pod insisted I come over, and then I phoned Buzz Bidstrip, who was the drummer from the Angels, and he said, look, just definitely come over because there's some excitement over here. So, yeah, and here I am.
And yet it's time to go to the harbour to see a little of the city. Now we are in a bar in front of Notre-Dame de la Garde. And Darwe, what do you tell me?
That's the first building that I took a photo of from the railway station. I looked at it and just went, wow, that's magnificent. So, yeah, beautiful.
Hmm. And what is this?
I'm sorry?
Describe, because the people can only listen. What do you see?
I don't know what it's called. A beautiful giant building on top of a hill. What is it called, please?
It's a Vierge, a Virgin.
Vierge.
La Vierge, the mother of Jesus Christ.
Ah,
church.
Saint Mary.
Yes.
Very good.
Is that she protects the town?
She protects Marseille?
Yes.
That's very good.
She protects the angels too.
Ah, let's hope so. When they come to Marseille, they may need protecting.
Yes, well, speaking about the first time I wrote to you, because you were the first person I wrote with. When I asked you to play the song Marseille on my podcast, do you remember?
Yes, I do. That was quite a few years ago. And since then, there's been a lot of liaison between myself and the Melting Pod. And things seem to keep going. So nearly 3 years now, I think, since we first communicated.
It was in 2005.
Was 2005, yeah. So
yeah, but in March.
Yep. So two years. That's amazing, isn't it? And now, finally in Marseille, myself. So, yeah.
What was the reaction you had when you read my emails that a woman from Marseille wrote to ask the agreement to play Marseille? What was your...
Well, the first thing I did was ring up John Brewster from the Angels and Rick Brewster and say, look, we've got this lady in Marseille that wants to play it. And they said, get it out there, man. Get it out there. So, yeah. And we get so many emails from people around the world. It's quite amazing because the Angels haven't toured anywhere like the USA or Europe or Germany, even Norway. I don't think they ever played in Norway, and we get fans from Norway contacting us. And it's just amazing that, I mean, yeah, I think you were the first, Annie, and then it's just built and it's got bigger and bigger, probably because of podcasts like you do on behalf of the Angels. And I think with MySpace and the internet, it's just people are finding us easier and easier, so it's great. I mean, just sold a CD from the internet and a DVD to someone in France today, and they just come to our website and bingo, they just buy them, so it's great. So there's a lot of fans here in France somewhere. I'm here to find you all.
Hello.
Hello, Darrel.
Hello, yeah?
Yes, it's Annie. I can't have Buzz because I have always the answer machine.
Yeah.
And I abandoned the idea of the interview right now, and I prefer to meet you earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have to have a shower. My alarm didn't go off. I didn't set it properly. So
yes.
I won't be very long there.
Darrel spent 2 days with me in Marseille, and we met a lot of people, like the deputy mayor for culture in Marseille, a big show promoter,
friends of mine who organize big events in street theater, but I propose to you to share our last night in my second home, the Sewing Machine, a club with white French rockers. Incredible creature is called Dodie. She's alone on stage and her band is called the Venus Flytrap One Girl Band. She's very beautiful. You can check it on my website www.meltingpot.com. C'est bien, non?
Hein? Oui, super!
En plus, elle est super jolie.
Do you like that?
Awesome. Totally different to what I've ever seen before. Nothing like that in Australia.
How do you find the French woman?
Magnifique, as the Italians would say.
My first lesson of Australian language with Darrell. Yes, what are you explaining to me?
You need to say, how you going, mate? How you going, mate?
She's a bitch.
Attends, je te l'apporte.
I couldn't resist to do an interview with the beautiful Dodi from the Venus Flytrap One Girl Band.
Bon, dis-moi qui tu es alors. Dodi. Voilà. Tu veux savoir quoi en fait, ce que j'ai fait avant
Qu'est-ce que tu fais en ce moment
Je suis tatoueuse.
Mais est-ce que tu peux le dire en anglais peut-être
Ouais.
Parce que Melting Pod, my podcast in rock and roll is in English.
My name is Dodi. I'm tatouist. And I play in two other bands. One band called Jack and the Bearded Fisherman. It's a stoner band. I'm bassist player. And I sing in Vegas Hookers, a punk rock band. And that's all.
And tonight?
Tonight, what I gonna do tonight? I gonna drink a beer. And smoke a cigarette. And kiss my boyfriend, Fredovic.
But you were on stage too.
Tonight I was on stage, yes, of course.
And what did you do?
I killed the bad karma. With my music.
I really appreciate your performance.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, and I record everything, not everything, but did you give me the agreement to play your
yeah,
music?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
I'm glad.
And where are you from?
I'm from Lyon.
Yes.
In France, in the middle of the France. That's all.
And so first time you play in Marseille?
Yes, yes.
And how did you find the audience?
Cool, très très super cool, super cool.
And you are a tattoo woman, and your arm is.
Yeah, this is my job. I'm tattooist, and I love tattoo too, and I have a lot.
Yes, and
everywhere.
No.
On my body.
Yes. Yeah. And your arm is totally black?
Yeah. Oh, it's not finished. But it's gonna be totally black.
Yes.
And my second patient is I read in the future in the card.
Bravo encore. Mm. T'as tout rangé toi? C'est bon? C'est la scène?
Non. J'ai rien rangé du tout. Je suis en train de faire un interview
on a 30
là.
Minutes pour le faire.
My name is Venus Flytrap. And I listen to Melting Pot Radio with Annie from Marseille.
Thank you.
C'est bon?
Ouais.
Take care, Dodi's boyfriend, Fredovic One Man Band, is on stage right now.
Exactement le répertoire Tigerman, c'est la même verve.
And Fredovic sings, plays live drums, keyboard, guitar, a whole band alone.
Just can't bother your love. No, tell me more. I
Bravo.
C'est du dialogue.
Oh, bonne année.
La conversation.
C'est du dialogue. J'aime bien.
C'est le reprend, là.
Ils sont timides, hein, les rockers à Marseille.
Ils sont très timides.
Larsen.
What can you say?
Larsen. I like Larsen.
I came and sat down directly in front of the stage to capture as close as possible Fredovich energy. The ambience in the venue was really electric. Then I checked if Darrell was still alive.
Elle veut des capsules.
What do you think?
Huh?
What do you think of that?
Awesome, man. This is totally unique. This guy's sensational. In time, he's playing 5 instruments, 6 instruments. Totally in time. He's got the synchronized music with it, but he's actually damn good on his own, so yeah. Right. Distribution of music in Australia. And we had our first independent artist got number 1 in the ARIA Awards, which is the Australian Awards,
okay,
independently.
right, with no record label.
I want to be part of the fucking shit.
Yeah. Part of the shit.
I'm ready.
Cool.
I put my best suit on and woo.
Aussies are going to love you, brother, I'll tell you.
But everything was okay and Darwell was ready to promote Fredovich.
All right. My name is Fredovich and I'm listening to Melting Pods. And that's right. With Annie from Marseille. Je suis très content. C'est la deuxième fois que je joue à Marseille et franchement, c'était plutôt bien ce soir.
De quel endroit tu viens ?
Moi, je viens de Bordeaux. Oh. J'habite à Paris depuis 2 mois et je vais revenir à Bordeaux très vite, je pense. Mais j'aime beaucoup Marseille. Et franchement, on m'a toujours dit Marseille, c'est une ville de merde. Quand tu fais un concert, il y a personne. Si tu fais pas du hip-hop ou du reggae, t'as un public de merde. Et moi, j'ai vu des gens qui dansaient ce soir, franchement. Et c'était waouh, c'était super. Franchement, en plus que je trouve un deal avec un tourneur australien, waouh.
Ouais.
C'est la classe.
Merci.
Merci Annie.
Then I was looking for Darwell, but everything was very okay that night because he was already friend with my friends.
And it is, you're talking too fast. In 6 row, and I will push out another big.
That's a laugh.
What do you ask? Speaking about Marseille now.
Zipper catches skin, girl. Marseille rocks. This is great. I love this little club here. What's it called? The Sewing Machine. Love it. Love it. And that man, who was he that just played? What was his name?
Fredovich.
Yeah? He's coming to Australia, I believe. And he's going down to see some Australian artists. And now I'm going to call him and get him some gigs in Australia. All good.
Il a dit qu'il aimait beaucoup la machine à coudre et que Marseille est une ville très rock. Et que si Fredovich il venait en Australie, il fera un grand tabac.
Mais il va venir.
You wait till you see that gentleman that just played the drums and the keyboards and the guitars all on his own. The Australian women are going to chase him down, mate. It's all good.
Il a dit que Fredovich et son groupe Fredovich qui joue de la guitare et de la batterie et du synthé et c'était super bien et que moi je souhaite beaucoup de chance aux Australiens d'apprécier Fredovich quand il sera là-bas.
McDonald's sucks.
McDonald's ça pue.
A melting pot.
The melting pot. Daryl Baird, Blue Tongue Management, Australia.
Have a beer.
Huh?
Have a beer?
Yeah.
It was really a great night with Venus Flytrap and Fredovich, a concert organized by Relax & Co, people who do that only for their pleasure. Darrell.
Yeah.
on the point to go to the airport to London. How is your feeling now?
2.5 days in Marseille with this crazy woman, French woman Annie. What a hangover.
No. No, another sensation. Darrell, I was speaking about work.
About work? Oh, yeah. Right, well, Deputy Mayor. Serge, how you going, brother? my old mate. It was an interesting meeting. And, no, I had good fun. Lots of business, more play. But anyway, yeah, no, Marseille rocks. I'll be back here. And hopefully, with me, we bring the Angels next time and show Marseille what hot Australian rock is all about. Signing off.
And you say goodbye to Marseille and to me.
How do you say goodbye in French?
Pardon?
How do you say goodbye in French?
Au revoir.
Au revoir, yeah.
Yes.
Until we meet again.
And au revoir et à bientôt.
À bientôt.
Oui.
Au revoir. À bientôt.
As you can imagine, I really hoped to have the Angels in Marseille in 2007 or 2008, but the project is still in work, and if some of you has an idea or is able to help for that, it will be the welcome. You can write comments or ideas or emails on my website www.meltingpod.com. I open the show with the Angels song Take a Long Line, and I will finish, obviously, with Marseille. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, et restez connectés, stay connected. What you say about Melting Pot?
Melting Pot? Melting Pot is very cool. First woman in France, and maybe the world, to do podcasting. She's brought me over from Australia to here, and hopefully soon the Angels.
Bonjour, mon nom est John Brewster, and you're listening to my song Marseille with Annie on the Melting Pod.
face, taking a chance. Got nothing to lose. Give me the sound of the morning dice. Give me a whiskey, don't think twice. Deal me the card that takes my blues away. Take me away to my soul. Take my blues away. Take my blues away.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks again.